this is Bob Nolan and all the Sons of the Pioneers. You know, Western songs have been written to the cowboy's pony, to cattle, and even to the burro or mountain canaries. But it took our own Tim Spencer here to think up a new one. Tim has written a song to that early bird of the morning, the rooster on the corral fence, that bunkhouse bugle boy.
When the rooster starts to crowin', all the chickens jump with joy. But to me, he's just a headache, a bunkhouse bugle boy. And so early in the morning, there's a neck I will destroy. If I ever catch that rooster, the bunkhouse bugle boy. Someday, we'll put him on the spot. Someday, he'll wind up in a pot. Then we'll have him for our dinner, and the dumplings we'll enjoy. When we put the cowboy trimming to the bunkhouse bugle boy.
With the cock-a-doodle-doodle-do, you can tell he's doing fine. When the day is breaking on the prairie, every cowboy in his bunkhouse bed is waiting for the time that our fine feathered friend is buried.
When the rooster starts to crowing, all the chickens jump with joy. But to me, he's just a headache, a bunkhouse bugle boy. And so early in the morning, there's a neck I will destroy. If I ever catch that rooster, the bunkhouse bugle boy.
Someday, we'll put him on the spot. Someday, he'll wind up in a great big pot.
Then we'll have him for our dinner, and the dumplings we'll enjoy. When we put the cowboy trimming to the bunkhouse bugle boy.
Up and at him.
And now let's try dropping a cuckleberry into an electric guitar and see what happens.
Probably a short, short circuit.
Oh, probably not, Pat. Since it happens to be Carl Farr's guitar with Brother Foghorn's fiddle and Swanee River.
To hear at hand as we all listen to a message from our sponsor. time now for our Song of the West. And it's a song of the Plain Country. We call it the Chant of the Plains.
Song from a whale. Listen to him blend it with a nightingale, winging up above where the dark clouds fail and fly. I need you. Listen to the rhythm of the padded feet, stealing through the desert, hear his wild heart beat, searching for his love, and my heart repeats his cry.
Western song, it's just about a quarter of a turn on the compass to south. And when we talk about going south of the border, that calls for our own Ken Carson. Oh, how about it?
Hey, how will you have him, Bob? Sprinkled with chili powder or done up in a toasted tortilla?
I'll take Kenny as is, Pat. Just hand him a guitar and tilt back his sombrero, give him a little soft moonlight, and let him sing Rose of Rio de Janeiro.
Rose of Rio de Janeiro, hear my serenade. 'Neath your balcony I'm waiting, my Brazilian maid. Come and stroll the Avenida, join the song I play. You're the sweetest senorita down South American way. My heart's aflame and your eyes are to blame, as they shame the stars above. Moments we miss on a night such as this are a sin against love. Rose of Rio de Janeiro, your lips are like wine. Rose of Rio de Janeiro, come press them close to mine.
And now, a message from our sponsor. Thank you. Ferdy Grofay wrote the Grand Canyon Suite, he created what is called descriptive music because it describes the very thing he's writing about. Several years ago, I was inspired to write a descriptive song about the winds of the West, the winds that sweep out of the mountains and across the prairies, the winds that blow sometimes harsh and sometimes gentle, but always with a song.
Ooh, listen to the wind. Wonder what he says. He that will obey, everything is swaying. Sadness in the sighing of the wind. Ooh, wonder where he goes. Darling, can you hear me? Ooh, something that he knows seems to bring you near.
This is Bob Nolan signing off for all the sons of the pioneers. So long now. It's time to be whistling along.